Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
a wild Friday in the valley, I'll tell you.
What I tell everyone.
Looks like Armageddon out there this morning. My gosh.
Born by God's dear grace.
Starting to get a little bit of light back.
In
wow.
An ordinary place. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That's America. Senator Kevin Cramer in the talk radio town hall in the first hour today. So he'll be here in moments. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him at 701-271-1100. Text in your questions at 701-237-1590. Quick run through on rainfall. Wolverton got just shy of an inch. Fox Hill, Minnesota, a little over a half inch. Wasse, a little over a half inch. Wahpeton, over a half an inch. Sabin, just shy of a half an inch. Glendon, about 41 hundredths. And Ulin, about 37. So that's you know, a lot of rain in a short period of time. For those spots, and of course now out in Lakes Country, north of DL, northeast of the DL is where the majority of this is happening right now. Also on the program today, John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. We're going to talk about how you can hold your school board accountable. I had a little run-in with the Fargo School Board this week. We'll talk about that and others, other info as well. And then we have the author of a book called Woke Jesus. And it's a book about the social justice movement, which is all about equality and civil rights and love, right? Which sound like Christian values. They do. But there's some dangers in this to Christianity and America from the Christian left, progressive woke Christianity, where they're abandoning traditional biblical interpretations on things like marriage and gender and racial equality and justice and original sin and heaven and hell and salvation. And it's there's a new fabricated morality out there. I love this author. I love this book. I love this discussion. We have to have it. We'll do it today. And I'll have details on the trip. My wife Maria and I are guiding to bring you to New York City November 28th through December 2nd. Details on our website. Either the AM 1100, the flag, or AM 1090, the flag, depending on where you're listening, east or west. We'd love to have you join us November 28th to December 2nd. Senator Kevin Cramer joins us on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Happy Friday, Kevin.
Thank you, Scott. And thanks for accommodating my weird schedule. I know you had to flip the hours here, but I do have a 10 o'clock event that I wanted to get to, and it's all working out. So the second half might be a little bit tumultuous as I drive, but I'll do my best to stay focused on the road and the show.
I wanted to start by asking you about the news today that Dianne Feinstein has passed away. Just reflect a little bit on your interactions with her, and then we'll talk a little bit about the what's next.
Well, a couple of things about Dianne. First of all, her and I, our offices are right next door to each other, right? In the last Congress. So for 2 years, she was my next door neighbor in the Hart office building. So I saw her a lot, rode on the train with her a lot, in the tunnels to boat and whatnot. And I would say a couple of things. First of all, Dianne is iconic. She's been there so long, right? And in the days of Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, and they were sort of this grand crowd of power women, and she was definitely one of those. My greatest reflection about her, though, was really during the hearings, the Supreme Court nomination hearing for Brett Kavanaugh. It was, as you recall, Scott, really awful, really, really awful, with these unfounded claims of sexual, you know, assault and whatnot, that not only unfounded but ultimately proven to not even be true. And Dianne was the ranking Democrat on the committee with Lindsey Graham as the chairman. And you might recall when that was all said and done, she went to Lindsey, turned to him, and they hugged. And the media and the Democrats and the left went berserk. And many of the people on the right went berserk because they just could not imagine why these two leaders would end a tumultuous confrontational, conference or hearings that way. But I think it just speaks volumes to who she was. She was a really, really nice woman. When I think of all the things I could say about Diane, the most important thing I'd say is she's really, really nice to everybody. So a real genuine leader.
You know, it's difficult, I think, sometimes for those of us that watch the political back and forth and the natural tension that comes from a Republican versus a Democrat in this slim majority, that slim majority, whatever. But I don't have a favorable opinion of Dianne Feinstein as a United States Senator. And mostly because I remember all those judiciary hearings and her politics are very different than mine. But the same could be said for you, yet you're next door to this person. It's a neighbor.
Right.
And there's actual human feelings there. I think a lot of us miss that. I guess we can't, right? We're not there.
It's true, but it also needs to be championed a little bit more. The Senate, particularly the Senate, when the founders created the Senate, they created it to be more cordial. That's why there's 100 of them. It's why each state has two. It's why they have 6-year terms. Why only a third of them are up every 2 years. It's why things move slower there. Remembering that when you have to have 60 people to pass anything, just about anything in this, like you do in the Senate, in a body of 100, you can't burn many bridges. So personal relationships are really important to advancing your agenda. The other thing about it, you really are, you're a small group of people who are the only people that you can relate to in many respects. So sort of to your point, from the outside, you watch it and you think, oh my gosh, how can that person stand that other person? And from the inside, you look at these people and you think, I only have 99 people who can understand what I'm going through right now, thinking about these things that are in front of us. That doesn't mean it doesn't get contentious. It clearly does. But you also understand each other's objections as well as each other's, positions and the things that unite us.
I'm going to state something related to her service in these elder years. She's 90. She passed away at 90 years old. And I don't mean in any way to be disrespectful of Dianne Feinstein, but in general, it's sad that she stayed in the Senate as long as she did. I mean, I'm like, do you have family? Where do they stand in having letting you have some dignity? But it seems like, and again, I'll say this generically, but certainly with her passing, it brings this to mind that the job. The position as a member of the Senate is more important than, because if you work for Case IH or Sanford Hospital or whatever, you know when it's time to be done. But because it's the Senate, it seems like people stay too long, and it's like a weird obsession to the power. Is that unfair?
It's not unfair, Scott. It is a weird obsession to the power. And for some, it's about legacy. For others, it's the party itself. In other words, remembering that the Constitution of the United States gives authority over how a vacancy in the Senate is filled to the states. The House of Representatives, that doesn't exist. The Constitution, makes it very clear that there is no way to fill a House seat except by an election. And the Senate has different rules. Not the Senate itself, but each state has different rules. So that becomes part of it. So right now, as we speak, because Dianne Feinstein died, Democrats have 50 senators, not 51. Now it's still one more than Republicans have, but it's a pretty dramatic outcome and a consequence. So you'll see a lot of obviously fast political movement in California as a result of this. And I do think in some respects, Scott, it's very selfish. It's selfish sometimes with the individual. One of the things I said a few weeks ago, probably 3-4 weeks ago, that I got a lot of buzz in Washington that I think was in Political. And I said, somebody asked me about, it was with regards to Mitch McConnell's age and is he too old? To which I always say, well, Chuck Grassley is 90. And he'd be one of my top five I'd take into war with me if I was going into a political battle. So it's not about the age. But I said, one thing I'll tell you about me, if I die in Washington, it's because a truck or a car hit me on Constitution Avenue. It will not be because I decided to stay there till death. I feel sad for people whose identity in life is all about their title in a political office. And we have had them and still do on both sides of the political aisle.
Yeah, well said. This is not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's in, you know, having had the honor of being in the gallery of the Senate and watching it, I literally just shake my head at both sides to say there's a full, yeah. I would say my number would be the full one third that it's just, it's time to be done. It's just, you know, for whatever reason, but they are, this has a term limits a connotation to it too, because how effective can those people be, Republican or Democrat, in those winning years? And is the staff really running the show? And I want to talk about that a little bit, because yeah. I think it's an argument in favor, rather against term limits than for term limits, even though we're talking about somebody staying too long. More with Senator Kevin Cramer after a short time out on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Hang on, folks. I'm about to make you hungry. And if you're in Castleton, you've hit the jackpot, because PetroServe USA now has home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, breakfast and lunch, and it is a big hit. And today they are serving up scalloped potatoes and ham, sweet and sour chicken, that's West Main Avenue, West Fargo, pulled pork in Harwood, beefy noodles at 12th Avenue and I-29, beef stroganoff on MP Avenue, Sloppy Joe's on 45th today. Monday, I am going to be broadcasting live from What's on Your Mind. Be there from 8:30 until noon at the PetroServe USA in Hartwood with a fistful of $20 PetroServe USA gift cards. All you have to do is stop by anytime between 8:30 and 12 Monday and tell me you stand for the flag. You're not one of those kneelers. You actually revere the flag of the United States of America and all it represents. And you say, I stand for the flag. I'm going to flip you a free cap and a $20 gift card from PetroServe USA. We're up there because the kickoff to the Pink at the Pump promotion that goes all of October, where 3 cents of every gallon of unleaded 88 that you put in your vehicle, PetroServe USA donates back to the breast cancer awareness effort at Pink at the Pump. It's really neat. It's a promotion with the North Dakota Ethanol Council, North Dakota Corn Council, corn growers, a lot of folks coming together. They'll all be there Monday. We'll find out all about it. I'm hoping to get my buddy Kevin Schoonis out there, too, because he's not too far away. He can just head a little east there from Harwood and take care of that. So I want to ask him a few things about this Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline and whether or not corn farmers are concerned if the anti-pipeline crowd prevails, what that will mean for corn farmers in North Dakota. And I don't think the answer is good. So we'll talk about that and a few other things Monday on the show. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let me just ask you a term limit question. You do not support term limits, correct?
I don't, because I don't want to reduce my choices at the ballot box.
But you've also made a strong argument over the years. It's actually persuaded me on term limits that the biggest winner, if there are term limits, would be the bureaucracy.
Yeah. So I've actually contemplated introducing legislation which probably wouldn't stand a chance of even getting a vote, but that would put term limits on bureaucrats, not on elected officials. The problem is too many elected officials acquiesce to the bureaucracy. So it's, but this is where the voter has to stand up and take matters into their hands and say, I don't want that person. I don't want that person that's been there for 100 years. One of the problems with the Senate, however, Scott, is that the Senate is an institution that honors old age. You talk about, are they even effective when they're, 90 years old if they're not, don't have all their faculties? Well, they are, because you make the point that the staff can still sort of run things, but it's that senator that's still breathing that has the seniority that makes them a chairman.
Yeah, but I didn't elect a staffer. I didn't elect
that's
a staffer.
Right. Exactly right. And that's why I just think if you're going to put term limits on anybody, it ought to be the bureaucracy. But even in the case of the staffer, what my only point is that the power resides in how long a person's been there. And I think that's wrong. And that's the system I'd like to break up. Why, just because you're older than somebody else or you've been there longer, should you be the chairman of a committee if there's a much more capable person that's three chairs down the rostrum than you? And we ought to have maybe internal elections on who the chairman of committees are rather than simply honoring somebody because they're old.
Last Feinstein question. There's a little parlor game that has erupted already. Who replaces her? Who does Gavin Newsom put there, et cetera? There's a report out, and I don't know, have any idea how credible it is, but it's showing up at a few websites that the thought is Kamala Harris would resign as VP to be Dianne Feinstein's replacement. So Newsom would put Kamala Harris in place of Feinstein, and then he would become the vice president. Newsom would become the vice president with Biden. I mean, is that crazy talk, or you think something like that can happen?
Well, I don't think it's crazy talk. I think it's plausible. And the reason it seems plausible to us is because we know the players. And, Kamala Harris is young enough to still have a political career unless it's, as the vice president of the United States, in which case her career's over. So right now, with this opening, that's not an implausible thing. Now, she'd have to swallow her pride, and it would be in many respects an admission of her failure as the vice president of the United States, but I think that horse is out of the barn, right? I don't think there's anybody that doesn't know she's been a failure as the vice president of the United States. The problem with it is a little bit risky itself because it's a little too cute by half. So right now, I'm sure there are a lot of political brainiacs thinking about the pros and the cons and how will it be perceived by the public in California. And remember, California, while they only have two United States senators, just like North Dakota has, it's damn near its own country. I mean, it's so bizarre. It's such a big economy that it drives much of the particularly regulatory, the state-by-state regulatory agenda of the country, because, you know, they're such a big market. So it's not an insignificant political consideration, and as much as I'd like to be shocked, I would not be.
Wow. Stay tuned, folks. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, is here. Smartest guy in the room by a mile.
I don't know about that.
He's got us beat. I'm telling you. So what's the latest on this crazy morning thunderstorm?
Yeah, so most of the severe weather, well, all the severe weather is out of the FM area. It is approaching Bemidji. They can expect some wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour. Hail threat has come down significantly as these storms race northeast. But Bemidji, you're right in the path of the main strength of this storm. So again,
thank you. That pontoon's in the Quonset already, right? So I don't need to worry about it.
You're all good. We picked up a quarter inch here at the studio. Some of the heavier amounts, Wolverton picked up just over an inch. Morton picked up about 130. Wahpeton picked up 0.6 inches out in Lakes Country. DL picked up 0.5 inch. Euland picked up about 0.5 inch. But you go west, not far, Prosper, only picking up 0.7 inches in Jamestown, 0.04 of an inch. So it was mainly right in the southeastern corner of the state and stretching up just south of the FM area and then now out in the Lakes Country. So we're good to go for the rest of the day.
Anything out west cooking?
No. Nope. A little bit of pocket of some heavier rain out around the Lisbon area moving northeast where we might get clipped by that. But we're done with severe weather. And by the afternoon, we'll see some sunshine. And what a weekend. Oh, man.
80s.
Mid-80s on Sunday.
Unbelievable.
Record heat down to our south in the 90s.
I love it. And the farmers got a little rain, too. So.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Dino. Appreciate it very much. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, joining us. Question for Kevin from a listener. Craig asks, do you have any comment about the NDSU homecoming royalty? Kevin Flynn, would you, I heard the story this morning on the Need to Know Morning Show, but give Kevin a quick run through of what the listener is asking.
Well, a gay couple has made the homecoming royalty. The homecoming, you know, or they're not homecoming king and king or anything, but how would you do that? I don't want to misgender anybody.
Wow. So were they elected by the student body? I guess that's.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the cost of freedom. Sometimes the bizarre prevails when you have an electorate that's either confused or probably more likely an electorate that largely doesn't participate. Kind of gets back to term limits, Scott. Sad that we're to that point where this can be normalized, quite honestly.
Traditions. What happened to our traditions and to our, to our standards? The things that
is the norm now.
Yeah, right?
Not that being gay
is that bizarre, but the homecoming, come on.
Yeah, but I just find it odd that somebody would want to be. You know, why would two gay guys want to be on the homecoming court?
Well, they're a couple.
I get it, but it's just...
I know.
You know, it's virtue signaling or some weird thing.
At Summit Carbon Solutions, the safety of landowners, communities, and workers is our top priority. Here are some of the safety steps we're following on our new carbon capture and storage project. Summit Carbon Solutions, we use top-rated materials, including American-made steel. We'll go beyond U.S. Department of Transportation regulations. The pipeline will be buried at least 4 feet deep instead of the required 3. 100% of welds will be x-rayed instead of 10%. We'll deploy real-time leak detection and in-person monitoring 24/7, 365 days a year. This will be the safest pipeline ever built in the U.S. Pipelines are the safest mode of transportation, and the 5,300 miles of CO2 pipelines in service today are the safest of all pipelines. In fact, there has never been a fatality from a CO2 pipeline. This project will drive job growth across the Midwest and boost the ethanol and ag industries that are critical to the U.S. economy. Learn more at summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. The Republican-controlled House yesterday passed 3 annual appropriations bills, but Congress is still headed towards a partial government shutdown. Homeland Security passed 220 to 208, Defense passed 218 to 210, State Department and Foreign Operations passed 216 to 212, Agriculture and FDA failed 191 to 237. The House also voted 311 to 117 to pass a standalone $300 million supplemental aid package to Ukraine. The social media influencer known as Meatball is back home after she was arrested and accused of instigating some of Tuesday night's looting in Philadelphia. 21-year-old Deja Blackwell was bailed out by her mother early yesterday morning, and she says that she never wants to go back to jail again. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Our friends at the University of Mary are helping stem the national nursing shortage. Their top-ranked nursing program just launched its new tuition-free nursing academy. So these talented students are receiving nursing education that is second to none. Strong formation in bioethics, and get this, they go on all-expense-paid pilgrimage to Rome as part of this as well. And Lourdes. And again, it's all tuition-free. Applications are now open for next year's 2024 fall semester. Do not miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Learn more at umary.edu/nursingacademy. I'll repeat that, umary.edu/nursingacademy. The University of Mary, they know you've been made for more. Love the work they do. 28 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. By the way, because of the breaking news, we spent a good deal of time with Senator Cramer on an issue that we haven't yet got to the callers. You're welcome to join this conversation now. Any and anything you want to talk about, 701-271-1100. You can also text in a question at 701-237-1590. One other piece of news we should tackle is this pending battle over continuing resolutions and funding the government and everything else. Is the government going to shut down? Is the world going to come to an end? What's going to happen here?
I'm fairly certain of the answer to the first question is yes, but certainly I'm more confident the answer to the second one is no, the world won't come to an end. It's not without pain, Scott. I don't want to diminish that, you know, shutting down the government should never be a goal. And it unfortunately is for some people only because they want to make a point. And that's fine to a certain degree. But why it's so frustrating, I think, for a lot of people, including me, is that it's a failure on the part of the leadership of the country to do their work in a normal, on-time manner. And it's so casually accepted anymore that it's very, very frustrating.
So then you must agree with the point that they're making about, I just think it's too big of a bite. I just think that, you know, you're not going to do anything overnight in the swamp.
Right.
And it just seems to me it's just too big of a bite. I mean, take a smaller bite and eat the elephant one bite at a time kind of thing.
But as soon as you do that, you have Matt Gaetz and others saying you caved and you're
well,
a rhino.
Well, you know, you made progress. You're not going to eat the whole elephant in one bite. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah. So I think you're both right. I think that's exactly it. The problem is the bites have been harder to take. Just to Scott's point about Matt Gaetz, they want 12 individual appropriations bills voted on the floor. I do too. We all should. It's the craziest thing in the world that we wait till the end. But I think Kevin McCarthy's problem has been he's not been able to do that because they fail. Therein, I think, lies the failure of leadership. And I'm not picking just on Kevin. This has been an issue for all the years I've been in Congress, quite honestly. And that is party leaders, whether it's the Speaker of the House or the Majority Leader of the Senate, they try to save us from ourselves. Okay, that's they take on this burden that they really shouldn't take on. And what I mean by that is that rather than putting a bill up on the floor that might fail, they wait until they have a bill that will certainly pass. Well, that's not what we're there for. We're there to duke it out. We're there to have the debate. We're there to vote on amendments, not to be protected from hard votes, but to take hard votes. And so if it fails, it fails. And I think that's the real failure that's always frustrated me, is that we don't vote on things that are hard votes to take. And in that process, sure, something, an appropriation bill might fail. Well, then you fix it and bring it up again.
And one thing I empathize on that I would push back a little bit on, you've got, is it 18 Republicans that come from Biden districts in the House? Forget the number, but it's more than a dozen that are in very, very tough districts. So literally, by making them take, okay, Matt Gaetz, you got your wish, we're going to vote on all this, you've just put them in political peril and the House majority in peril. So you do got to be smart about some of these things, don't you?
You do, and this is why you'll see me in Politico today talking about what the process we're going to go through now this weekend. I think the House has to go through these squabbles. I call the House the Raucous Caucus, because the House is designed, again, with the small numbers that they represent, the large number of the body, the hyper, that's sort of designed to be hyperpartisan with the two-year terms. Sometimes you have to let them have the fight. And that means those 18 Biden district Republicans, they should vote no if they disagree and then explain themselves. And Scott, therein lies, and you've heard me say this many times, it's why I love coming on your show and why you and I have been doing this since the first day I got to Congress. The vast majority of members don't want to go home and explain themselves, even to the people that disagree with them. Go explain yourself. Listen, be informed. But then when you have to make the tough call, explain yourself. And that it's that laziness that I find the most frustrating by rank and file members. So, yeah, don't let, if you disagree with Matt Gaetz, vote against his issues. But my problem on the side of the Matt Gaetz, not just to pick on Matt, but others, there's a handful of them. They know is the easiest vote to cast because it's the easiest one to explain. You can pound your chest, you can get on Fox News or do whatever it is you want to do that makes you famous. But I think the public wants to see us functioning. And the way to insulate or isolate what you believe to be obstructionists is to just get on the floor and have it out and cast the votes and kill some appropriations bills and let their constituents rein them in and discipline them. I don't think there's an adequate appreciation for the blood sport of politics. Our founders were not afraid of it. I don't know why we should be so afraid of it.
I have another question on that, but I'm going to defer to the callers here. 701-271-1100. Again, to get your questions or comments in for Senator Kramer as we go. Joan in Moorhead, go ahead for Senator Kramer.
Oh, turn off. Oh, hi. Yeah. I just have a question. I heard that the hello.
Yeah, we're here, Joan.
We're doing pretty good in the Congress. They were. Oh, yes. I heard they were doing pretty good in the Congress. They were getting some things passed and some tough bills, but it's going to go to the Senate. But anyway, I just was really calling about the Ukrainian spending that
sure.
I heard that our two, I'm sorry, I always think of myself as a North Dakotan because I grew up there and I love North Dakota and I was there for most of my life. So I love North Dakota. But anyway, the two senators, you guys voted for the Ukraine spending again. Is that right?
Well, that's interesting to say that.
Spending more money to Ukraine.
No, actually, it's not true. There's been a lot of false reporting about this bill, the continuing resolution, that's on the floor right now when there isn't one. What we voted for is on cloture to proceed to the measure of the FAA reauthorization, which is a House bill. And that's important because all funding bills have to start in the House. So the purpose of putting this FAA reauthorization, besides the fact that it's really important to reauthorize the FAA, it's something you have to do every 5 years, is that because it's a House bill, that can become the vehicle that would be ultimately amended to include funding the government for a short period of time. In what that CR
you're losing me there.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, you support Ukraine spending, right? You support what's going on.
I do not support it on the continuing resolution.
Okay.
I think that's shortchanging the taxpayer and the American public, shortchanging the discussion and debate. It should be taking place in that normal course of business called the appropriations process, or even if you want to have a Ukraine aid supplemental appropriations process, we should do that. But you got to debate it. You can't just stuff it on a bill to keep the government open.
We're talking about process more than the philosophy
of Ukraine funding.
And Joan, are you in favor or against U.S. taxpayer money going to Ukraine?
Absolutely against it. Absolutely against it. And there's so many reasons. And I was wishing that I could just bring up just a couple of them. But one of them, and we've been learning, because I've been against this, not from the beginning, because I thought we were sending money to help the people. It is just tragic what's happening to those poor Ukrainian people. They want this war over, and they can't stop fighting. They're even escaping to Poland. The parents are paying off the recruiters to let these kids get away because they're just going to be killed, and there's nothing stopping Russia. But the thing that I was going to mention that I was going to bring up is there's reasons why people want war. There's many, many reasons. It's not to help the country. It's actually to help our country financially, but there's also the human trafficking that's going on there. And do you know, you probably don't know, but I think that you senators should be doing research on what's really going on there in Ukraine, because you know that there isn't one single thing that Joe Biden has done to help this country. Not one thing. He's indebted to China and Ukraine. So everything he does is to destroy our country. So why would we be feeding into giving more money to Ukraine when there's so many things wrong there? But
you asked a lot of really good questions there, Joan, and obviously are well versed in this. Let's let Kevin address a couple of the concerns
you
have.
Couple of, first of all, I agree with her about Joe Biden. And frankly, my greatest objection to what's going on in Ukraine is that Joe Biden has been way, way too timid. In fact, I believe that Joe Biden has been trying to help Ukraine lose gracefully rather than win decisively. With regard to nothing's going to stop Vladimir Putin, that's clearly untrue. Ukraine has taken back about half of the land that Vladimir Putin has taken. Remember, Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, not the other way around. And by the way, the reason that, with regard to how the people of Ukraine feel, I have been in Ukraine, and lots of my Senate colleagues have been to Ukraine and continue to go to Ukraine. We have an active embassy in Kyiv. It's 90% favorable to Vladimir Zelensky in all of the polling we've seen and done with regard to defending Ukraine against Putin. And the reason is simply this. Ukrainians, by the way, they're a lot like us. In fact, there are a lot of Ukrainian Americans. They're a lot like us in that they fought hard and got their freedom. We agreed in the Budapest Memorandum to defend Ukraine if they would give up their nuclear weapons. Ukraine was the third largest superpower, military superpower in the world at the time that they agreed to give up their nuclear weapons under the promise that we, the United States of America and NATO, would defend them. So here's the other issue. She's right about this. The reason for supporting Ukraine is the same as a lot of other areas that we've supported over the history of our great country. It's for the benefit of the United States, because we aren't fighting this war. For $70 billion to this point, we have been allowing Ukraine to fight and demolish, really, diminish by at least 50% our number one enemy.
Joan, appreciate the call. Very, very insightful call. I hope you'll call again. And we got you as many answers as we could there with Senator Kramer. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break and more of your calls on What's on Your Mind.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life, because you were made for more.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA. PetroServe
USA. Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, powered by MyPillow. Who's the next birthday in the family? Got an anniversary coming up? Maybe a housewarming gift for some friends? Send the kids a little care package off in college? Think MyPillow. Folks just light up when they get a pillow from MyPillow. I'm telling you, we give hundreds of these away every month. And at different events we're at, I'll bring a few up to PetroServe USA on Monday in Harwood. But these are great gifts. They really are. The robes, the slippers, the pillows. MyPillow.com. Just use that promo code Scott for all the best deals. That's all you need to know. Promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. Kev's got an off-air call for Congressman Kramer, Senator Kramer, sorry.
Hi. I'm just wondering why the Fetterman on this dress code for Fetterman, why don't you guys just go do a, do a whole week of dressing like him or have a Fetterman Friday dress up? Just wondering, because it's kind of a disgrace what he's doing.
There you go. How about a casual Friday in the Senate, Kev?
Is it? By the way, do you believe it is a disgrace? Is the caller right that this is a disgrace?
Oh, I do. I found it so
Well, it amplifies the dysfunction of the Congress of the United States, and it diminishes the standing, in my view. And like I said to one of the media outlets, if you aim for the bottom, you'll reach it every time. And John Fetterman has dragged us to the bottom, and Chuck Schumer went along with it. Now, the good news is, of course, we overrode him the other day. We had a unanimous consent voice vote on the floor of the United States Senate, and it passed to reestablish in our own rules, not just a tradition, the dress code. So Fetterman lost that fight. Chuck Schumer lost that. It was a rebuke to it on both of them. And it was because not just Republicans, but Democratic senators overwhelmingly were furious about the whole thing because it embarrasses them. And so I think, justice has been done, thank goodness. But John Fetterman, you guys, I really don't say this about colleagues ever, because you just can't burn bridges in a body where you need 60 to pass something. But he is an absolute clown. I mean, he's turning the place clownish. And I just, congratulations to the people of Pennsylvania is about all you can say. He is the result of their votes. But my goodness, does he have no regard whatsoever.
All right, we're going to keep rolling here. Crystal in Fargo for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go, Crystal.
Yeah, hey there, Kevin.
Hi, Crystal.
I want to talk about Dianne Feinstein. Yeah, good morning.
Sure.
I want to talk about Dianne Feinstein. And even though she's from those different political viewpoints than I have, she came in during 1992, the Year of the Women, with Barbara Boxer.
Yeah.
And at that time, Nancy Kastenbaum was about the only lady in the Senate at the time. And she was also some female companionship. But the other one that I like is Susan Collins, who used to work for Margaret Chase Smith in her office in Maine. And right now we look at Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. They have Katie Britt in Alabama, Shelley Kapto, West Virginia, Cynthia Loomis.
Girl power. You're talking girl power there, Crystal. Right on.
No, just female representation. Just to have a woman's voice at the table. And look at all, Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee. She is diplomacy with charm. And she is not shrill. We've got a few women in the political circle right now who are a little bit shrillish. And if they could just lower their volume.
Yeah, we don't want to name any names, Kamala Harris, and the laugh. Quick response to Crystal and her shout out for women in the Senate.
Yeah, I think, Crystal, what's so wonderful about what you're talking about is that it's to a point now where I don't even look at them as women. They're senators, and there are enough of them, and they've had accumulated enough power and earned it, by the way, earned it, not because they're women. Maybe there's some secret sauce there that gives them an advantage. I wouldn't doubt that there is. But they clearly earned their spot, whether you agree with them or you don't, as you said. And they run the political spectrum. They're not all left-wingers. They're not all right-wingers. They're not all soft and squishy on things that they all have their own personalities and their own talents and their own gifts that they bring to the table. And I'm grateful for all of them, even the ones I disagree with.
Last question is going to come by a text. I'm going to combine two of them. One says, stop picking on Matt Gaetz. At least he's standing up for the people. And another one is saying, why are half the Republicans not on board with holding Biden accountable on the impeachment inquiry?
Well, I don't know any Republicans that aren't on board with holding Biden accountable on the impeachment inquiry. I've never heard a Republican speak against that, to be honest. With regard to Matt Gaetz, it's not picking on him. He's chosen the role that he's playing. His goal is to shut down the government. That's probably the easiest goal you can ever meet. But what I'm saying is you can't be effective at affecting change if that's your method all the time. There are 535 of us on purpose. The founders did not want a king. That was what they ran from. And if you don't have some respect for the decorum of the body or the position of the majority, then you're just sort of making a point, not making a difference.
All right, appreciate that very much. I'm going to try and squeeze in one more here because I know our time is late here. Term limits. I vote for politicians. I want term limits for them. If I could just vote them out, why can't politicians fire entrenched staff? Why term limits right for them? How about that one? Just
because we're America, we're self-governed. We elect our leaders. It's not complicated. It's the richest tradition of the greatest country in the history of the world. You can change your political leadership, plain and simple. And if you don't think they fired their staff enough, then don't elect them again.
Good point. I know you got to run to a meeting. Thanks for the time today, Senator Kevin Cramer, in the first hour, Talk Radio Town Hall. More coming up after
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.